This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it hit Valentine's Day, particularly in the candy aisle. And a dozen eggs now cost more than a pound of beef. Yikes. Plus, we have UFOs that are being shot down and no explanation as to what they are. Hey, everybody, just another day in paradise. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. Let's start first, though, with a couple of things that jumped out at me during the day. That one was just tremendous. It's the story of these two brothers, 17 and 21, who were 198 hours under a collapsed building in Turkey, in this devastation of the rubble there. And you got to think about, you know, more than 40,000 people in Syria and Turkey have been killed by that devastating earthquake. And so they did what they could to survive once they were rescued, and there was so much applause and excitement over that. They said they rationed their bodybuilding supplements. They drank their own urine, breathing, taking deep breaths, took the protein powder they had, and that then they were heard and they were saved, which, wow, there have been a few stories like that, because, boy, it's an anxiety central otherwise, because you had number of people who are homeless, thousands, hungry, waiting for aid. You have rural areas that were hit hard where they're not getting anything. And then you have relief organizations that are doing everything they can to still find the miracle survivors and then recover bodies. And as I said, the number is fluctuating, but it's close to 40,000, and it's believed it'll be up to maybe 50,000 by the time it's all said and done. So at least there was that moment of the miracle that so many people that were there digging, could witness. All right, balloons everywhere, or things being shot out of the sky. This is something we're talking about, because when you read or hear or discuss the three unidentified objects and you don't know what they are, you know it's serious if the Air Force is shooting them down. So just these targets, we know there are thousands of balloons that could be floating above the earth at any given time. Right? We do know that there are actually weather balloons. We're not buying what the Chinese are saying. We know that was a spy balloon. Give me a break. But all of a sudden, we're seeing a rash of sightings of unidentified objects. What is this? State of the Union address, the president blaming the classified documents on poorly packed up offices. Boy, you think? In the meantime, the Chinese spy balloon really now is front and center on a lot of people's minds about what a fiasco it is for the U.S. And then Tyre Nichols, sad to say, who was beaten by a handful of Memphis police who have been fired and many of them now charged. There is a photograph of him bloodied and beaten that was sent out to a handful of people, including a woman that this officer had just met, of the conquest where he's standing over his body and he's handcuffed, and he decided he'd take a few pictures and send them out. Oof, that was a mistake. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. And in between, there are things to smile about in this country, believe it or not. So welcome to this version of America Tonight, including the fact that if you're a fan of the Super Bowl, whoo, Super Bowl is coming up. We're going to hit the man cave this hour. And, in fact, talk about some of the exotic wagering that happens with the Super Bowl. And, more important, who's...
All right, so maybe it was talking about the aliens. I'm not sure the possibility of aliens, but we had a little bit of a bump there at the network. So sorry about that. But some of the big things that are happening, and I was in the middle of talking about that belief of what is being shot down and what are we supposed to think of what it possibly is and all the theories that abound out there when we're not being told anything. And one of our top generals says that he's not ruling anything out. Of course, we're going to think that. In the meantime, it's really sad what happened at the Michigan State University campus. You had three students that were killed. You had five more severely wounded that are fighting for their lives, and the terror across another school community because of the fact that they got the note, the tweet, the word that they needed to shelter in place. And, you know, you have no connection apparently to this. The university doesn't have any connection to this 43-year-old who decided he was going to go to the campus and start shooting. And then he shot himself and killed himself. So there is no clear reason for targeting this school in East Lansing. No idea what the motive is at this point. None whatsoever, which is very, very sad. Stay with us. Odds and Ends coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Odds and ends, things you might have missed during the day. There's always so much happening, good and bad and interesting, frankly, across this great country and across the world that is worth mentioning. I found this to be pretty interesting. Just 37% of Democrats want President Biden to seek a second term in office. That's a big drop, 52%. A big drop from 52% right after the midterm elections. This is from the Center for Public Affairs Research, so it's non-political. It's not slanting in any way, but that's a big drop from 52 to 37%. And there's so much conversation about running now. You just had Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, who threw her hat in the ring officially, running on the Republican side for president, saying it's about time for generational change, alluding to a couple of different, not even alluding, just saying a couple of different things, including that the two people that are running or believed to be running on the Republican side, Trump and Biden, are too old. That they're, you know, you're talking about people in their 80s and late 70s. That's what she was talking about, mentioning the word time for change, generational change. Yada yada. We'll see how far that goes. She's on the trail, though, and hitting all the main hot spots. And I wonder if more Republicans will declare, and then what happens on the Democratic side, rather. Ted Lasso, very popular streaming show that launched and found a big audience, and it is back soon on Apple. March 15th, the third season, it's going to debut. And so they're moving the show to Wednesday. It was a show like a lot of their big shows were on Friday. So this was so popular, I guess they decided, well, we're going to just move the day of this. If you don't know what it is, it's a sitcom starring Jason Sudeikis as an American coach of a British soccer team. He returns in this role, which they've got the team that he coaches, AFC Richmond, facing more ridicule and predictions in the Premier League as to what will happen. I think people like the simple style that he has, the lessons, the folksiness of him, and the improbable of him being in that position in England and coaching that team. I mean, who knows? But it definitely has a big audience. All right, speaking of that, this is a sad story. A soccer player at the age of 25 dies after collapsing on the field. Arnie Espiel died, this Belgian goalkeeper, where he had made a save on the penalty, but then dropped to the ground afterwards. Emergency services tried to revive him with a defibrillator. They were there quickly. He was taken to the hospital, pronounced dead a short time later. So he got up as fast as possible. The ball was still in play, and then he fell. And they're saying this is a terrible, terrible thing to watch. And of course they're paying tributes to him all over the place and whatnot. But you know, here we talk about sports. We talk about what happened with Damar Hamlin in football, the Buffalo Bills player, where he fell on the field and actually was dead, wasn't breathing, and they revived him. And now, in this case, you have the 25-year-old not as lucky. Really, just this is what people don't often talk about sometimes, what happens in sports. Now, they're doing an autopsy, and they're going to try to really determine the cause of death. Was there something that was not recognized, something that they didn't, they being the club, hit on any kind of health records, didn't recognize that he was dealing with? And that could be, you know, that could be the case, that there was something there, some kind of a heart problem, something they didn't know about. Because this wasn't any kind of a hard hit. This was a normal, would be considered a normal play for him. And so that really set off the alarm bells as to, you know, what could that be? What could it possibly be that happened here? All right, there's a lot made about this story. Kevin Costner, I love Yellowstone, the show that he's in. I think he does a tremendous job in it, and he won a Golden Globe. And I guess officially he got that. Then he got the statuette because he couldn't make his way to the ceremony because he was in an area that was flooded around his home, the terrible floods that they had in Montecito and Santa Barbara that same time. So he posted a video to social media on Monday where he unboxed the trophy and thanked people for watching the show. I mean, he's been nominated for 7 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Director in 91 for Dances with Wolves. And this was a big win for him in a series that has really taken off. He's been an actor for, you know, how many decades now? And good for him, right? I mean, award shows, award shows, awards, awards. But I think the fact that it just, again, brings recognition to what I think is a well-written show and another show that people have found and like and are watching, and it's very different from a lot of the same old that you see, and has created sort of a need for this genre again, is pretty interesting. I always love when you don't know if anybody won the lottery, right? You don't know. There's like a big lottery and nobody claims it for a while. And supposedly the thought is, oh, they're getting their ducks in order. Well, there was the sole winner of November's record-breaking $2.4 billion Powerball jackpot, named Tuesday at a news conference in California. Edwin Castro won what is the largest ever lottery jackpot. He opted for the lump sum payout of $997.6 million. Wow. He purchased the ticket in Altadena, California, matched all 6 numbers in the drawing, and that's it, you know. He said, I like this. He said, I'm as shocked and ecstatic to have won the Powerball drawing. I can't believe it. He said the real winner is the California public school system, because California's public schools get $156.3 million in supplemental funds. That's a record-breaking total thanks to the win. That's what they do. The prize will be shared with schools. That's what they do, based on average daily attendance records. So how interesting is that? And this is the thing. It's so crazy. He was at Joe's Service Center, right? And he bought the ticket. I mean, the odds of winning the jackpot, I've said this a couple of different times because it's staggering, 1 in 292.2 million. Wow. Wow. And what's interesting, I think some people don't realize, this would be the other part of it, in California, like in some other states, the lottery is subject to public disclosure laws, which means the winner's full name, location of the retailer that sold the ticket, and details of the winnings are matters of public record, and they're subject to disclosure. They say it right on their website. So if he didn't want to tell everyone, because that's an insane amount of money, and it's can be life-changing, it is life-changing, and so many people come out of the woodwork and come after you and whatever. I mean, there is that downside of it, believe it or not, which sounds so odd to say, oh, let me complain about the downside of winning so much money. That sometimes people, they don't, of course, they don't want to say their name. They don't want to have that out there in public. But good for him that he claimed that top prize. And just one of those things. Hey, the lottery's high. I think I'll plunk down a couple of dollars and who knows, maybe I'll get lucky. And then sure enough, he hits it big. And it is, the odds again are so long of doing that, but he did it. All right, a dozen eggs now cost more than a pound of beef. Whew, I said that at the top. It's true. Have you bought eggs lately? So the pound of ground chuck has fallen to $4.64 from a peak of $5.12, and that's give or take. It depends on where you live, right? But the price of a carton of 12 eggs, $4.82. $4.82. Eggs used to be so cheap, didn't they? And who doesn't like eggs? I mean, I suppose there's some people that don't, but I do. I feel like I'm always buying eggs. I'm always looking for a deal somewhere. Ay, ay, ay. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Officials at Michigan State University are identifying three victims who were shot and killed last night on campus, and all were from the Detroit area. Brian Frazier of Grosse Pointe, just east of Detroit, was a sophomore and was working at the Union when the gunman opened fire. The second victim was Alexandra Werner from Clawson, north of Detroit, and she was a junior at the university. The third victim's name hasn't been publicly released. However, Grosse Pointe Public School Superintendent John Dean released a statement saying the victim was a female from Grosse Pointe. He said both Frazier and the female victim graduated from the district in 2021. Compters say the Michigan State University shooter had a note in his pocket threatening two New Jersey public schools. The Ewing Township School District in New Jersey closed all its schools out of an abundance of caution. The school superintendent said information from the investigation indicated the shooter, Anthony McRae, had local ties to Ewing. Julio Flores, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
How excited I am to introduce you to Pieta Valentine. She joins us from New Zealand. Her book is called The Resident's Voice from a Dementia Unit. And again, we're thrilled to have her on America Tonight. How often have we talked about dementia and what it's like to deal with family members? And imagine the stories that she has to tell that she wraps into a novel with these really interesting characters and then shares with you things that you'll be able to do if you're in this situation in dealing with anyone that you love in your life that has dementia. There's so much more to it than I think we know. Pieta, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate.
We got to tell everybody about your background because you have an incredible background. You were, honestly, it's like what you told me off the air, you were built to do this.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for acknowledging that. I appreciate it.
So you come from a family of doctors and whatnot. How did you end up specializing in dealing with people that are dealing with dementia?
Well, I had a physiotherapy practice 25 years working with occupational low abuse syndrome, RSI, IOS, and all the muscle tension and mental tension that goes with that. So mental stress was always a very interesting aspect. But after 40 years as a physiotherapist, I thought, you know, it's good to do something new. And I just sort of fell upon this dementia work, which I really enjoyed. And from a physiotherapist perspective, there's always the interest of rehabilitating the patient, but if not that, at least enabling them to manage to the best of their ability. So that is the attitude I went into in the unit. When I saw all these people shut down and shut off, I thought, surely something can be done. And so from there, just, you know, quietly I worked away on this work, and all of which is explained in the book.
Yeah, and let's talk about the book because it's so unique the way that you've created it. It is a novel, but it has these other parts in it as well that you share with people what they can do. So talk about how you designed the book.
Okay, so the first half of The Resident's Voice, I've actually written two books, one after the other, but the first half of The Resident's Voice is a novel about the characters in the dementia unit based on my observations and experiences over many years. But it goes through the story of them being able to build up their thinking capacity, build up their concentration, their communication skills, and finally developing their own unique community. So these wonderful characters are in the novel. The central 4 or 5 pages is the report on the academic work. And then the last half is all the physiotherapy techniques that family and friends can do to help their loved ones with dementia in a very practical, positive way.
Yeah. Let's talk about a couple of the characters. I was drawn to Resident Jane, which makes sense because I'm, I guess, sporty.
And oh, that's right. Yes, yes.
tell us about Jane and what Jane is like.
Oh, the character in the book?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the character in the book. Well, she's very thirsty, of course. But she's very bright. But I actually had to become like a sports coach with her. That was the best way, you know, in the story, you know, say this, it's Daisy, isn't it, who's the protagonist. Okay. Yeah. So she's like, has to develop a sports coach approach with Jane, because Jane was very good at skating. She was very ice skating. She was very good at golf, tennis. She was extremely sporty. And so she loved high motivation and that sort of team approach. And so that's the way that Daisy had to deal with her, you know. And Jane worked very, very hard. She was extremely hardworking with the work that they did together. And because of that, they had the breakthroughs, and Jane was able to say finally, when she was in one of her sort of anxious, high anxiety, angry dementia episodes, Daisy managed to break through and said, what's happening, what's happening? Because she needed to know what was happening in the dementia experience. And Jane finally said, fuzzy brain, fuzzy mind. And that was when Daisy realized, okay, I know what to do now. It's a stressed out, super stressed out mind. We can deal with this.
And there is so much to that, right? It's being able to relate to the person on their level. So the more you can dig out, the
yes.
better you can connect to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
And you also talk about Resident Jack. And based on your experiences. So tell us about Resident Jack.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes you come across the most amazingly intelligent men and women in these dementia units. Memory gone, direction orientation gone, wouldn't know where they are in the street or where their home is, but their past memory is immaculate. And Jack is one of these characters. And so all the wisdom and knowledge, but also the wonderful thing is if you can connect with someone who's still got a wonderful, a good past memory, their present memory is completely gone. That's what happens in dementia. Present memory gone, past memory still good. But if they have the right environment, as the Jack-type character did, Jack can then explain to, like, Daisy and staff members the help that the other residents in the dementia unit need, who haven't got a voice to explain what they need.
Wow. And, you know, there's more, too, as well. There's some other characters. We won't tell everybody everything. But how unique in putting this together. And you told us about also the epilogues and writing the epilogues, the practical techniques on how relatives can best help a relative in a dementia unit. So give us some tips on that. What can people listening do?
Okay, I will do that. So this is for if someone's institutionalized with dementia. Actually, the relative has to orientate pretty much as the actual person in the unit, especially if they haven't been in a hospital before or they haven't worked in a medical environment. You know, it's a completely different world, really. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot to adjust to. And I think that's why I've written the book, actually. I've explained everything about the routine of a dementia unit. All the staff and what they do, how you recognize them, the security codes, how to set up the room, you know, how to fill out the forms. It's an enormous amount to do if someone goes into the dementia unit. And if you can know a lot of that information in advance, it won't be such a shock to the system for the relative, you know, and if the relative's settled, then they'll be able to help the person that's going in more likely.
Yeah, wow, that's obviously that's such a great, huge, huge tip for people. For you writing this, what was the most challenging aspect?
The most challenging aspect?
Yes.
Well, I suppose the report, to be honest, that's the first. But bringing this work into essence is a huge body of work. Bringing it into an understandable, relatable format is a huge body of work. And so that's the report at the central part of this, the Residents Voice, and the second book, The Residents Rise. And then everything flows from that. The essence of the work being that these people still have a working intellect, even though their memories faded or gone or finished. Yeah.
That's what's so tough for everybody. Pieta, tell us a little bit about the report.
That's interesting. The report. Okay. So that was built from the fact when I started to realize that these people could still actually think, and you could encourage that. From a physiotherapy perspective, I was encouraging them and motivating them to concentrate, just as I would in my physiotherapy practice encourage patients to concentrate on the exercises and do their exercises. I was encouraging these people to think and concentrate and contribute and communicate and expecting them to and saying that they actually had to. If they were in the group, there was that expectation that they had to start communicating. This took a long time. The concentration took a lot of time to build up. That's the hardest thing. But once people with dementia have learned the technique to be able to concentrate, reading being a very big part of this, by the way, then you can actually build up the skills of confidence and communication from that.
Oh, I love that. Reading being of such a big part of
reading.
It.
Yes, because you... Thanks, Kate. You go into these dementia units, 30 people, one newspaper, no books, no magazines. How can you keep up any limited reading skills that you once had or any reading skills if there's no literature to read? And they've got no iPads or computers. I mean, they've got no input. They need quality input. They need newspapers, magazines, libraries, good Netflix, David Attenborough, The Crown, their history, the royal family. They need lots of beautiful, wonderful input so that their intellect and thinking can be activated and worked on, used so they can have quality of life.
Yeah, I love that you told us that. I can't remember ever hearing that from anybody. What is the takeaway or takeaways you'd like people to have from reading The Resident's Voice from a Dementia Unit?
Well, I think the main thing is that, you know, so much can be done in a positive, practical way. So much can be done in a positive, practical way to help. And that's all outlined in the book. Yeah.
Wow.
And people will come up. Once people start doing these techniques and seeing the return, you know, I mean, it's not easy. It's not always easy. Some people are a lot more difficult than others. Some people are angry, some depressed, some anxious. And actually, I've done a lot of work on that. The second book, second lot of epilogues, The Residents Rise, that's why I wrote that book, to deal with those aspects of anger, anxiety, and depression. But once you can work through that, you know, the return you get is fantastic. And you come up with your own ideas as well. Your own creative juices start to work, you'll find, once you start to apply these techniques.
Well, I suggest everybody go and get this and have it handy and know the ways that you can interact as well with people, and especially if you're in this situation. The Resident's Voice from a Dementia Unit, Pieta Valentine, thank you so much for joining us. You can get this book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The name of the book is Shut Up, Your Words Are Killing Me. Its author, Patricia Clear, joins us. She's in our virtual green room, and she's really an interesting woman and has weaved together a fascinating tale. Wait till you hear about one of her main characters, well, really her main character, Sherry Glass, and what she's been through. Patricia, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
What was it that motivated you to write the book? Why'd you write the book?
I was inspired to write the book because of my own circumstances in my life. The overwhelming journey that I had been through since childhood and coming up, and then having my own experience with men, parents, family, and all of a sudden, 2010, I came out of my bed and sat up in my bed, and all the things that was going on through my mind, it just kind of came out of my spirit. Shut up, your words are killing me. And I fell in love with it, and I put it on the computer. And next thing I know, it just took a journey on its own.
Was it satisfying to write the book? Was it challenging? What was that process like?
A little bit of both. It was satisfying because it's therapeutic, and it helped me to, I would say, I use the word vomit out, I would say. I mean, really open myself up to express myself, because no one was really around to listen. No one heard me. So it was nice that I was able to express and bring Sherry Glass to life so she can walk in how I feel. And Tina, let them exactly kind of understand how I feel. It was really nice, but it was painful. It was painful because in the beginning, starting to write, I start crying. I start feeling overwhelmed and remembering a lot of things that happened at the same time. Just thinking about any and everyone else. Yeah.
So in thinking about everyone and everyone else and pouring it into these characters, tell the listeners about Sherry Glass. What will we, don't tell us everything, but what, Patricia, will we learn about Sherry Glass and her journey?
Sherry is a wonderful person, but she's hard-headed. She's stubborn. You know, she kind of had to pick up her own personality. Where everybody really wanted her to be something, she fought to be something else, somebody, a different person other than everyone else. So she became a follower and a leader. So she's still going through her journey. So I know that people that read this book will enjoy and be inspired for the fact that she's praying and she's doing everything that she can while she's praying and trying to follow the directions that she believed is the right way, while her sister tried to guide her and say, no, that's not the way. But both of them are learning at the same time.
Yeah. And so is Tina really different from Sherry, or do they have some things in common?
Tina's a little different. Tina, she is more of she was more of that person to say, no, let's stay positive, let's be motivated. But she fell into her own problems too. But she was always looking at her sister with another eye to say, oh no, it shouldn't happen this way, Sherry. And Sherry was, no, it should happen. So they kind of tug of war and back and forth with each other. Yeah, they have little different personalities.
What do you hope people take away from reading your novel?
I hope that people, be inspired in the fact that there is the Bible verse in the book, and as they read it, they realize that whatever Sherry was going through, you can read the verses that. That adds to the chapter of her story, letting everybody know that while you're walking through your journey or going through your tunnel or going through your madness, whichever way, you would like to put it, that you always can find faith and you can pray and you can just believe and keep pushing no matter how hard life gets. Just keep pushing and always remember that God is with you no matter what. He's there. You know, Christ is there. You can always call on him, scream at him, just talk to him, or even in a coma, your spirit is still there. You can say something, to him. So I just want people to be inspired and, have a warm felt of, feel of maybe Sherry, whatever she has went through, or Tina, whichever one that they're reading, that hopefully they can get and say, you know what? She's like me. If she can do it, I can do it. The Bible verse of what she went through on, just different things that's in there, and you can go back and say, okay, well, you're right. The mother shouldn't do this because this is what the words say, or she went through this, but this verse connects with this circumstances. Just hold on.
Oh, I like that. It's so interesting in talking with you, Patricia Clear. As I said, you can get the book Shut Up, Your Words Are Killing Me on Barnes & Noble, Amazon. The title is so good. It just nails it. How'd you come up with that title?
Like I said, in 2010, with all the things that was going on in my life itself, like I said, I had no one to talk to, and it felt like those that I was trying to talk to, they were talking at me, around me, about me. It don't matter, and no one was listening. So, and then so much that was going on around that time, death of a loved one, and I just kind of wake up out of my bed and sat up, and my mind was just going. And I think we experience where our mind is just. There's so much going on in our head. And before I know it, I screamed out that morning, shut up, your words are killing me. And when I screamed out, like I said, I went to the computer, wrote it on paper, looked at it over and over, and I said, I like this. It took on its own journey.
Yeah. And after this journey and putting this book together and inspiring so many people, will you do another book?
I'm writing still. I'm writing right now. I've been thinking about bringing Sherry into another adventure. I'm not sure what will happen. But, yes, I wrote it back down again, and I'm still trying to get it together in my head. But I have other books that I'm inspired to, that I would love for it to come out.
Ooh. It just gives me goosebumps to think about it. And for you, coming through everything that you dealt with as a child, dealing with, and you mentioned it, parents, family, men. How do you feel now? How do you feel at this point in your life?
Right now, I'm at peace. I am at peace because whatever that is, whatever it was going through, all I can do is leave it to God. I'm more relaxed. A little lonely sometimes, but because I stay to myself. But at the end of the day, I'd rather be at peace with my own thoughts than crowded. I'm being around a lot of crowds screaming and hollering at me. So right now, I am in a good place.
What a perfect place to end this conversation. Shut up, your words are killing me, the name of the book. And boy, what an inspiring conversation, that's for sure. Thanks so much for coming on this show, and thanks to all of you for listening to this version of it. And remember, words do matter, and make it count, everybody. Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.